Glad you guys can all be here because it means that we're doing something right. So thanks for coming. I just want to start off with a few announcements today. A big thank you from Gary and Caroline Swartzen-Druber for the celebration we had last week with them, and you guys can read about that. It was just a fun time to celebrate that with them. If you guys remember last week, I said that this week is the last week for the popovers. So just so this is your last reminder, if you don't do it today, you don't get to do it at all, and no fun for you. So go sign up if you haven't already. It'll be fun. So the elders are looking for 2024 Christmas verse for next year, obviously. And that's got to be in by next week for just write it on a piece of paper, stick it in the elders' box out there in the foyer so we can get those and look at them. Then next week is a Christmas program rehearsal in the sanctuary here. So just please make note of that and make sure you're here if you need to be here. And then the next week after that, on the 17th, is the Christmas program. So that'll be a good time to celebrate the birth of Christ. And then also that night, we're doing caroling. So for youth group two, we're going to be joining, just so everybody knows, on the 17th, Christmas caroling. And there's a sign-up sheet for sandwiches and soups out in the foyer too. Then also on the 18th, so on the Monday after that, we're having a ladies' event. I am not having. The ladies are having this ladies' event, and I will not be here. But if you're a lady and you want to wrap some presents and you want to have some fellowship with that, please come join them. It'll be a good time. So also on the 24th is our Christmas Eve service, and Pastor Jim will be doing that. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we're going to go to our call to worship this morning. It's from Psalm 32, 1 through 2. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
Please stand and join together in singing hymn number 131. You can use your hymnals or look on the screen. 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Greet one another as the angels would.
Well, good morning again, and we do welcome you, especially our visitors, to our worship service this morning. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of things to be reminded of over the last week or so. Gary Schwarzendruber was in the hospital, went in Thursday afternoon. I anticipated that he was going to be able to get out on Saturday. He did. Good. I was wondering where Omar went. So, yeah, I went and saw him on Friday, and he wasn't wheezing, wasn't coughing as bad. So, grateful that is wonderful, and we'll pray that Carolyn doesn't catch whatever he had. So, and then we continue to pray for Sandy Kellogg and the passing of her sister Connie. And then yesterday was SBA's auction, and there was a huge praise for the amount of people that came, as well as the amount of money that God raised. It definitely is a huge blessing, especially being a part of the school board and looking at the budget each month. It is just, again, in awe of God's provision, and just the reminder of we never want to take for granted the blessings God brings. Other prayer requests or praises to bring before the... Yeah, June. And that would be Rich and Barrett?
No, that would be Brenda and Derek.
All right.
Sorry.
That's why I asked that. So, in honor of June's brother, they having a race in San Antonio, and her daughter, their daughter Brenda and husband Derek have gone to be a part of that, and so we're grateful they arrived safely, and we'll pray for their, not only the run, but the return. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Anita. And her last name?
Puffer.
Okay. P-U-F-F-E-R. Okay. Seeing head shaking. So LaVon Puffer passed away last night. We will be praying for their family through this time.
99.
She's 99. Oh, that is a huge long life, but never easy, even at whatever age, for the family. Ernie. So we are praising God for Ernie's good surgery Wednesday. This past Wednesday went well and truly. The toe is gone. It was successful. And we continue to pray for Shirley. And grateful that it's been warmer weather as she has this nice open-toed sandal that to help her stability. And just keep praying for her healing as well as Ernie through the radiation treatments that will be coming. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tim.
My grandmother Lois passed away this week, 93. She's going to have her service tomorrow.
So Tim's grandmother Lois passed away at 93. Our condolences to your family. And her service will be this week. And so we'll be praying for the Bode family as they all gather together. Not only grieve, but share memories. Any other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity of getting together to worship. Sometimes we take for granted the right that we have been given from you, that our government is on a fringe upon of the freedom of worship. Father, is also in this time of year, we celebrate Advent, the coming of your Son. And at times, with all the activities and the busyness, it is easy to become so familiar with the account of your Son's coming that we just go through the motions. And you call us to set a time apart, and that's what we do on these Sundays, to remember his coming, remember his death and resurrection, and his ascension. We also remember that one day he has promised to come back. And in the interim time, you've called us to be working to be building your kingdom and to not be worrying about the daily things, because as your son said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you will add all these things unto us. And we do remember that the blessings of our days, the provision that you have given to us through the harvest, as well as being a part of the occupations you've called us to, that all that we have is yours. We lift up these requests to you. We pray for Gary and Carolyn, grateful for the opportunity of celebrating with their family their 50th wedding anniversary. And then with this week of him going into the hospital, pray that you would continue to heal. Grateful he is out and breathing better. And pray that you would protect Carolyn and the family, others from this illness. We are reminded this time of year, with going indoors, it's easy to be sharing things. And so we do ask for your protection. We do lift up Sandy Kellogg and her family with the passing of her sister Connie, and ask that you would be an ever-present help through this time. Also lift up the Puffer family with LaVon's passing. Pray for Tim Bode and his family with the passing of his grandmother Lois, and just ask that as these families grieve and think of others that have recently lost loved ones and coming upon the first set of holidays with that chair empty, that you would be an ever-present help and remind them of the hope that we have in Christ. I pray that you would be with each of these families as they grieve, and pray that each family can understand the words that Paul gives us in Thessalonians, that we, as we grieve, we are not ignorant because we have the hope of Christ. Father, we pray for Ernie as he goes through the next several weeks of cancer treatment. When those get started, we are grateful for the surgery that you brought him through this Wednesday, and for healing from that, as well as healing in his body. Grateful also for Shirley and the successful surgery she has had, that you would help her to gain stability, and as her body adjusts to having one of her toes removed, the reminder that each day is a blessing from you, and we pray that you would be an ever-present help. Father, we are grateful for the ministries that we can support, both locally here in our own body as we continue to pray for our Club Rock ministry. Grateful for the students that we have, for our youth group, and for Pastor Abe and Diana and the sponsors, that you would give them wisdom and connections each week, that the Word of God would be implanted in the hearts of our students. We also think of the ministry at Sunshine. Thankful for the auction yesterday for each individual that came, both the ones that donated items and the ones that purchased. And you received the glory for the amount of money that was raised. We pray that that would continue to go to the furthering of your gospel and the instruction of students in a biblical worldview. We pray that you would be with all of our students in the area as the semester winds down, that you'd help them to finish the semester well. We also lift up our missionaries around the world. We focus upon the ministry that you've called Andrew and Marissa to at Frontier. We pray for their family, for their health, as well as the working with the students. For Andrew, as he works with the men, and especially the male RAs, that you would give him wisdom and insight to speak your truth to them, as well as the day-to-day interactions, helping to be an example, that you would increase not only student numbers there, but also their effectiveness around the world. Father, we look at the world around us, and we do see many areas of concern, even worry, and there's not much we can do, but you call us to pray, because we know the King of Kings can move the hearts of kings wherever you want it. And we pray for the situation in the Middle East. We pray also for the issues going on in Ukraine, other countries around the world, that you would bring peace. for those believers that are caught in the conflicts, we ask that you would protect, but also give them opportunities to be a witness for you and to share the gospel and to see your saving truth shared to the world around them. Father, as we receive the offering from your people, just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please take your hymnals again if you wish and stand together as we sing hymn number 249, Spirit of God Descend Upon My Heart, 249. Strong.
struggles of the soul to bear, to check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Teach me to love thee as thine angels love. One holy passion filling all my frame, the baptism of the heaven descended dove, my heart an altar, and thy love the flame.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.